And so I wanted to share a few cases from my own practice at Georgetown. The first, a 63-year-old female with stage 4 lung cancer. She presented with bony pain, was found to have metastases to the bones, the brain, asymptomatic, the adrenal glands, the lung, and mediastinal regional lymph nodes. Molecular testing showed an EGFR exon 19 deletion in her adenocarcinoma of the lung, and we started her on first-line therapy with osimertinib in February 2018. She tolerated therapy very well, had a near complete response. And I saw her myself in March of this year. She was doing very well. And as with almost every visit in March, we talked about COVID-19 and how to reduce risks. About 2 weeks after that visit, she called me because her sister and her sister's family developed fevers and cough, suspicious for COVID. That same day, the patient moved her 84-year-old mother from her sister's home to her own home to try to protect her. We know the elderly are a specifically vulnerable population. Unfortunately, it was too late. The mother became ill the next day, and then my patient, her husband, and her son all became ill 3 days later. They went for COVID testing, and it was initially negative, and she called me wondering if she came down with the flu or could this be an effect of osimertinib. Clearly, I thought the test was a false negative, and so we repeated testing at Georgetown. It was positive. We decided to hold osimertinib for 1 week. I don't have strong data to support this decision. I'd probably still do the same thing today. My rationale here is that in our experience, the COVID-19 course really declares itself after a week or so. While there can be long-term sequelae, I found that the patients who get very ill, who require ICU transfers, ventilator support, generally know that they're getting much sicker within that first week. I feel that there's very little downside to holding osimertinib for a week, and I feel that continuing the TKI may just cloud the picture. And so I asked her to hold osimertinib for a week. She improved, was managed at home, no hospitalization. Some of her family, unfortunately, got much more ill, but she did quite well. Her fevers and malaise, even now, months later, she's still not quite back to what she would consider normal. But we restarted the osimertinib after that first week and had no complications. We don't really know how to interrupt treatment. I would say chemotherapy, radiation, we would probably stop treatment depending on where we were in the course of therapy. For TKI therapy, because I think the risk of holding treatment for 1 week is very low, it allows me to observe the clinical course a little more carefully. And I will say that anyone diagnosed with COVID-19 in my own clinical roster, we watch very closely with very close contact, potentially almost daily. While we didn't have CT scans at the time she was COVID positive, in fact, we managed her remotely for quite some time, not allowing her to come in for scans in the absence of symptoms or real need to do so. We saw these small ground glass opacities in the periphery of all lobes all throughout. In the absence of COVID-19, I might have said this was probably a grade 1 pneumonitis from the osimertinib, which we know we see and can come and go. We don't really impact our management based on those findings. But here, I think the results are really sequela of COVID-19. I don't know how long they'll be there. COVID-19 does make it sometimes more difficult to interpret CT scans, particularly since lung adenocarcinoma often can have the same ground glass appearance and that can be multifocal.